What's up, y'all? Happy Thursday. My name is Jerry Mitchell, coming to you from an undisclosed location. As you can tell, I'm wearing my Jeep hat and I'm on my normal route, so that means I'm at an undisclosed location. And speaking of undisclosed locations, my mama used to tell me, if you ain't got nothing nice to say, don't say nothing. If you ain't got nothing nice to say, don't say nothing. A lot of y'all that know me, I'm thinking, when did Jeffrey ever do what his mother told him? When did Jeffrey ever do anything anybody told him? Sometimes you humans get it right. Sometimes you humans land on a good one, and I have to respectfully pay homage and respect, because sometimes you human beings actually nail it and get it right. And speaking of human beings, it was nice the other night to see some human beings that I haven't seen in a while. I do love my life. I really do love my life. There's no way around it. Walking into the Mint Tuesday, I built this thing though. I built this life I'm talking about. I worked for it. And it was the human beings I haven't seen in a while, that really made the night go. Zelda, Jenny, Glenn Brown, Daryl Moon, Kareem and his wife, along with the regulars, Terrence McClain, James Coleman, Funky and Sarah, Tally. We got something out here. We built something out here. We really did. We built something out here. Oh, Charlie Lake. How can I forget that? Charlie Lake. Victor Orlando, of course. I mean, it goes on. I ain't seen Spacey T in a while. Of course, I see Norwood every week. Spacey T and his wife. And I was like, looking at her. And then I saw her with him. I was like, oh, I know you. Kareem's wife had on a Delta Nove shirt. So Bobby Easton was there, who played with Stanky last Saturday. He was there. And she was wearing a Delta Nove shirt. Like, oh, how cute. I mean, just stuff like that. Let alone the French fries and the wings. It was just good. It was just really good to see the people hang out. Got out of there early, because I had to get up and go in the office. That's my excuse. I love early. I don't want to talk about it. I don't, but I think my feelings were evident. It's like I say, if Mr. Clinton has to ask me what I thought about the show, which he never does, let me just say that, number one, let me say he never does that, never, ever, ever has, and quite frankly, better not. He better stay up on that pedestal, walk around like his ass don't stink, and keep me looking up to him like he a star. Because I put him on that pedestal, and it's a responsibility to be on that pedestal. To be something that I quote-unquote look up to for certain things. It's like if he has to ask me, how was the show? Was it a good show? I didn't do my job. If he can't see how I feel, and if he can't see how I feel during the show, I didn't do my job. And I'm pretty sure it was evident the same thing that I speak of on Tuesday. Everything don't work. Everything don't work. Maybe I'm a lucky guy. Maybe this thing that we all built here out in LA was just all that. Because rehearsals are not, sound problems are not, it don't matter. It usually lands. The plane still usually takes off and lands. Rarely have I experienced shows out here that I just wasn't feeling. It's not even just feeling. Okay, check this out. I've seen Fishbone. It was a small club on Sunset. I've told the story before. So I'm sitting like 10 feet away, 15 feet away from Fishbone. Angelo jumping around, just doing his thing. Now, it's kind of well known how Fishbone music doesn't resonate with me. But I'm sitting there, and I'm listening to it, and I'm not feeling it because the music doesn't resonate with me, because Dirty Walt and the Sanitation, Dirty Walt and Columbus Sanitation Company, whatever, played next, and their music was played on the one, and that just woke me right up. Boom! As soon as they start playing, you know, my genre or music that resonates with me, like, okay, so it's not that, you know, oh, you just don't like that kind of music. Even though the Fishbone music wasn't resonating with me, I still felt it. I can feel the intention of it. You know, there was still a little, I don't want to say quality to it. There was some redeeming qualities to it. I mean, you know what I mean, what I'm trying to say? Now I want to see if this thing is still turning. And like I said, even though, you know, it wasn't my style of music or my groove, I was able to still appreciate it. Very rarely. It might have been me on some kind of weird trip that night or whatever. It could have been me. But there were parts of it that resonated with me. It's like, even though the whole overall scheme of it may not tickle me a certain way, there's very usually parts of it that I can listen in and pull out. Other than the guitars, it wasn't in there. And the Telltale Sign was Red Hot Mama. It just wasn't in there. And maybe it was played in a different style. And maybe that's what I'm saying. Maybe, and actually the bass, I didn't want to talk about this. The bass to me sounded like it had no bottom. It had no bottom. That underbody, it didn't sound like any bottom. It sounded like the bass player, who shall remain nameless, was playing Fishbone music. Fishbone style music, tone, whatever, texture. When I, as my humble self, expected a more funk bottom sounding So the bass sound, it didn't have any bottom to it. It sounded high. The tone sounded high. And I'm listening to Red Hot Mama. And I'm trying to hear that ding ding. Didn't happen. The guitars. When I was able to tilt my head sideways and get in there and hear them, the guitar player on my left, who shall remain nameless, whose sound, it kind of trips me out that his sound so consistently just grabs me. I don't know how he does it. He must tune his guitar or something. Whatever he does, his style, I can just hear it and it just, I just jerk and listen. The other guitar player, legendary. Guitar on the right, always respected him. He's a badass, just his face. So when they did their things, and in fact, it got to a point where I stood up, I moved around the room to see if I could hear the bass better, because I tried to confirm my suspicions with someone, and they said it was okay. This is a person who may or may not, who's gonna may or may not say anything too negative about something, in my opinion. So I started walking around, and then I walked right up to where the bass was, and I was turning my head like a dog, trying to hear it right, and I couldn't. And I'm trying my best to find out what's going on. Where's it at? Is it me? And right at that time, I swear, sound problem. Just started hum and all kinds of stuff. They had to stop the show. I didn't do nothing. I didn't touch nothing. It was like I walked up there and I was hearing something. Then all of a sudden, it just all broke. You started hearing hum and feedback. And I think it was the kick drum or whatever they thought it was. This or that. But it just, something just went right in. When the first thing I sent a message to somebody, like 3 minutes in. Like, this don't sound right. And so I had to give myself some time, because you know, everything ain't customized to please Jeffrey. It can be a different thing. As I said, well, you know, with other genres of music that I probably don't appreciate as much as what I'm, you know, spoiled with. So I waited. Just didn't come in. Just didn't happen. Just didn't happen. There were moments. I'm spoiled. And I know what I like and I know what I don't like. And I'm outspoken, and I'm opinionated, and I'm not really judgmental, I don't think, because I'm not saying good or bad, yeah or nay. To me, you know, in my world, there is no good or bad, up or down, left or right. You know, well, it might be up and down, but there is no good or bad. It just is. It's just what I like and what I don't like. And if I do label anything good or bad, I know it's purely subjective. It's just what Jeffrey thinks. And it's all this is with Jeffrey then. I'm not going to post this. I was on such a good run. I've been going years since I had to put a post up or do a review of something that just didn't work for me. And then, in my world, the P-Funky, obviously, P-Funk, Funk World, there's certain things we do and certain things we don't do. Yes, according to Jeffrey. So when I saw the singer, who was a badass in his genre, or in that genre, or in another genre, some people argue, I'm sure I'm gonna get blowback in every genre. We all have fans. So when I saw the singer doing Michael Jackson, James Brown, Temptation steps during what I was led to believe, or what I thought was going to be funkadelic, you ain't never seen nobody do no doggone dance steps during funkadelic. Now, I'm not saying right or wrong. I'm not saying yeah or nay. I'm just saying what I'm used to and what I'm not used to. And it's almost like with the mother band, with P-Funk, Mr. Clinton and them, during Flashlight, another person who shall remain nameless starts doing that thing all over the place. Arms wailing and flying around and head whippings and poses. And you just kind of, and I'm usually front row, center, and so much is going on so fast, I gotta lean back to take it in. It just doesn't seem to fit. This is my opinion. Am I allowed to have my own opinion? Of course I am. So I named this goddamn thing Jeffrey TV. So I see these steps, the kicks and the tweet spins. I was waiting for a split. You know, the little pointies and the knee things. And during quote unquote funkadelic P-Funk music, but I love everybody. That's my trained response reaction for being human, to throw something over the top of it. Basically, what you're doing is throwing something over the top of it to let the people you may or may not be talking about have a way out, have a way of understanding. You don't want to back them into a corner to where they feel the need to defend themselves. You want to put a little sugar on it so they don't feel completely threatened. And we're professionals. Well, they are. I guess I am too. Well, I don't get paid for it, but I've done this enough time. And I know the bass player has always been understanding of criticism, scrutiny, and you know, people just saying messed up stuff about him completely. And I've seen how he handles it. So I'm sure he understands. Let him know when he comes to LA, this is how we do it. This is how it happens. When you come, I was gonna say, and I see I backed that up because I didn't want to be too. When you come to Jeffrey's house, and Jeffrey's sitting there with his recorder, with his legs crossed, looking at you, Jeffrey gonna have an opinion. Jeffrey's opinion is based on seeing George Clinton Parliament Funkadelic live over 200 times. Hundreds and hundreds of other local funk acts, major and local. Jeffrey might be spoiled. They've been out here in LA with all these top-notch musicians. I might go somewhere else that it ain't like that. And what I just said has nothing to do with what I was talking about before. I'm just saying in general. I'm speaking in general to our whole LA maggot or LA musical funk community. In fact, Tuesday I shook the bass player's hand and I said, thanks, man. I said, can I shake your hand? Because they're always busy. Somebody always, you know, wanna. And I ain't one to like run up on nobody, even though I have before. So I got to shake and say, I said, thank you, man. Keep the community alive. Keeping our community alive. Not alive, but giving us a place to come and to go. Because we got a thing out here for sure. We definitely got a thing out here. It was good to see, like when I saw the guitar player on my right come out, since I see him. He was the people that shot right over to. Almost in, I don't care who you're talking to. Way. We spoke on a few things, which I knew was necessary. Whatever necessary means, not that I'm a necessary component of all this. Maybe necessary for me. Actually necessary because we got work together. We got work we need to finish together. Got a badass song that I put together, that we put together, that I produced. And everybody came together. We need to do something with it and get it out there. We need all kinds. I said it many times. We need all kinds. We need quote unquote good, bad, ugly, beautiful, stanky. We need all kinds. We need the fish bones. We need the classical, the Mozarts, the Donna Summers, Slayers, Nirvana's. I'm trying to think of some. The Ozzy Osbournes. The Run DMCs. And unfortunately, we even need the Drakes. I've been meaning to send my niece a text. Well, I think I saw her and I told her. I was like, Mr. Clinton's on Drake's album. You know, because she's 21, 20. It was all into Drake. I was like, Mr. Clinton's on Drake's album. and it's still terrible. And she said, yep. Even she agreed that Drake's music may or may not have the appeal it once did. Seems like that damn music, and I told my niece, I don't know if she just agreed with me to be agreeing with me, but she don't usually do that, but I told her, I said, in our day, our music was about celebration. We won, we're here to party, to uplift. You know, well, uplift might not be the word, but to celebrate, to push out positive energy from within. Music today is all about your haters and how you overcome your haters. And it has that tone, like, I know my haters are out there. I'm gonna still do my best. It doesn't have that. It doesn't have a celebratory energy to it. And like I said, Trivial Disgracious, that's the shirt I was wearing. I've seen them many times. No rehearsal. Folks just show up out of anywhere and they make something out of nothing. They make some of the most glorious somethings out of nothings that I've heard and recorded. We need it all. We need the ups and downs. We definitely need the ups and downs. Probably we shouldn't have to say this or shouldn't say this, but that's why I don't think heaven will work. You gotta have ups and downs. You gotta have threats. You can't wake up every day knowing that every show is going to be perfect and every show is going to be good. When I walk in that venue, like I will Saturday, I don't know what's going to happen. Oh, you know what's going to be good? Oh, you know they're going to be the best? No, I don't. And if you talk to me, you know I don't. That's not how I treat things. Until it happens, I don't take it for granted. Until it actually happens, I don't take it for granted. I had to check to make sure it's a record. Speaking of which, The Life of Jeffrey. I'll get off work Friday, get off work tomorrow. Saturday, I'll drive to San Diego. I'll see George Clinton in the Parliament Funkadelic. Road trip in the vehicle. Get to hit that freeway in my vehicle. I don't get to do that as much as I want to. Not sure if I want to go down there, see the show and drive back. Because the next day, Sunday, I'm going to see the Pittsburgh Steelers do battle with the Los Angeles Rams.
Morning.
So this weekend, Saturday, I'm gonna see P-Bone. Sunday, I'm gonna see the Steelers in my hometown. They'll be the road team, of course. Coming off a bye, getting offensive players back that we've been missing. So much has been going on leading up to this. This weekend was kind of overshadowed. Just staying in the moment of what was going on, I didn't really have time to fully take in what's coming up this weekend. And that includes Tuesday night. I was excited about Tuesday night. Wow, where's he at? Wow, that's way down there. You see that? I don't know if I can flip it. I can't flip it. You can't see it. Oh my God. Oh, you can't see it. They're moving a house. Oh no. Yeah, you ain't gonna be able to see it. I ain't got to. And when it going by, let me see. Let me do this for you. I don't know if you can see it or not. Hopefully you can see it, because I can't see what you're seeing. So, and I got to get back. I had high hopes for Tuesday night. So, it was good seeing everybody, and the french fries were good. Loved them french fries, ate them all. And then next day, I go in the office, free lunch there, Mediterranean food, brought home some pita bread and hummus. Had some kind of Mediterranean chicken, a Sprite, and then they served taquitos. It was so good. Taquitos and guacamole. Oh, it was so good for dinner. So, put on a few calories yesterday. That's why I'm out here now. Well, that ain't why I'm out here now. Yeah, it's partially is why I'm out here now. Yeah, it is. Let's be real. I got to keep it up every day. I think I got about 70 days going. 70 straight days of at least 10,000. I usually average, I'll say 13, 14, but you know, on a work day, I usually get 15 or 16,000 steps in. So, not the end of the world. Everything don't work, and I guess it's, it actually helps me appreciate what I got out here. It probably really actually helps me appreciate all the shows that I go to that resonate with me, that pull me in, that I can feel and hear. Because I'm not one. Like I said, if Mr. Clinton got to ask me how I feel about the show, I didn't do my job. And that's a weird way to put it, because it's not like I'm out there performing or doing anything. I'm reacting. I just can't help it. You know, I hear something, I'll look, it'll snap me over. I've trained and allowed my body to learn how to do that. If I hear something or something clicks in, the bass and drum lock in in a certain way, or guitar rhythm does something, or guitar rhythm does something that gets my attention, I find interesting, I've learned how to, or I've evolved to the point where I let it go all the way through my body. I can feel it, take it all in. So if I'm sitting there and I'm not being moved through all my experiences, all my shows I've seen over the decades, hundreds of shows, I've learned to trust that feeling and go with it and say, hey, the feeling ain't wrong. One time I was listening to a band or something and I wasn't feeling it, and I thought I was sick. I thought I was getting sick. I'm like, is something wrong with me? Literally, I remember music just wasn't hitting me. I was like, am I sick? Nobody ain't getting sick. And then it may have been P-Funk, it may have been opening band I wasn't feeling. And P-Funk came on. Since they hit that first doom, it came back. And I'm like, oh, maybe it's real. Maybe I need to trust the feeling. Anyway, my name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell. Swing on y'all two times. For me, for the funk. And for every elementary particle that has ever existed in any atom, in this, or in any universe that ever was, is, or will be, the totality of it all, the theory of universe, an hypothesis of all is one. That is theory of universe, not theory of the universe. This is a theory of universe, a hypothesis of all as one. My name is Jeffrey.